We are in the thick of summer now, and this is an interesting idea that Andy Page, our fashionista, is going to pass along about making your laundry whiter than white by skipping the bleach. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Yes, that's right. It's time to break out our whites if we haven't already. We really only get to enjoy our true whites for about 100 days, so I love wearing white in the summer. And I always find that when I break them out at the beginning of the season, sometimes they're a little yellow or they have, you know, pit stains or sunscreen stains or all of that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And my first go-to is bleach. But the truth is, you know, with three kids, I'm thinking more and more about all the chemicals that I expose my kids to. So there is an age-old practice that is starting to pick up some steam again called bluing. Have you guys ever heard of this?
I'm not.
Okay. So bluing is the practice of adding just a little bit of blue tint to your all-white wash. And what that blue tint does is it counterbalances the yellows and the dinginess, and it makes your whites appear super bright without the bleach.
Wow.
How does it do that?
I liken it because, you know, I'm a makeup artist as well. And so the truth is that when you have, you know, really dark circles and you're counterbalancing gray, quite often you counterbalance it with a yellow or a green. So there are lots of ways on the whole color spectrum to counterbalance the effects of some colors. And this is one that works on fabrics.
Wow.
It's fascinating, right? But the most important thing about this is that it has been done for centuries, truly centuries it's been done, and it was really, you know, in vogue in what everyone did before chlorine bleach was something that everyone used and had access to.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is this an actual product then called bluing?
Believe it or not, there are still two products that are manufactured that have been manufactured since the 1800s. One is called Bluette. And the other is called Mrs. Stewart's Bluing. And you can find them both online. If you go to my Pinterest page, I have pinned them. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's come in vogue again. And if you read all of the reviews and everything, people are crazy about it because it really works. And it keeps you from having to expose yourself to, you know, bleach.
Wow.
So I blue.
I do that for my hair, but I didn't know you could do it for your clothes.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, when you have a lot of silver in your hair, they encourage you to use violet, right? Because the violet actually makes the silver far more radiant. Now, I'm not saying that you've got silver in your hair.
What I am saying is
that that is another practice where if you add a certain tint, it will give vibrancy to a color in an unexpected way. And bluing is one of those things for fabric.
Wow.
Yeah, so give it a try, especially if you're someone who's trying to cut down on chlorine bleach. It's worth a shot, right? I think you can get the Bluette online for just a couple of dollars. So it's not dyeing your clothes, it's just tinting them. So you can't overdo it. You want to use just a little bit, but eventually it'll wash out. So I definitely think it's worth a shot.
And it won't turn your skin blue, right?
It will not.
Okay, good.
And to be honest with you, if you look, there are lots of detergents that have a blue cast to it, and this is actually where that comes from.
Okay.
You know, I won't say the name brand, but there are lots of name brand bleaches, both in the liquid and the powder formula, that have blue to it.
Okay.
And this is an example of that practice.
Okay, and you can look for this in the laundry aisle at the grocery store?
Yes, it's in some laundry. It's becoming more popular, so you might find it in some of the big box stores. If not, you can definitely find it online.
Okay, will do.
Awesome.
In blue.
Yes, go blue. Go blue.
Oh, careful now. Careful. You're talking to Spartan fans here.
Oh, golly. Well, for more tips like this, please head over to my website, senseofstyle.com. Of course, you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest.
Always a treasure. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
You too.
All right, bye.